This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this Learning University. Learning University's on the air. We've got 24 and a half more minutes of edumacation to bring forth unto thee.
I just like that. That's funny when you say
like that.
Unto thee.
I can switch to King James anytime I want to.
Thou can.
Yeah. You ought to hear me describe it.
Thou canst.
Yeah. You ought to describe a football game in King English. That's pretty interesting.
I'd pay to hear that.
I would too.
So we've already repeated our questions.
We're ready to go back to the phones.
We're ready to go back to the phones.
And we're going
to
go to Iowa to start off with, and Jason is on the line. Jason, welcome to Trivia Friday.
How's it going, folks?
Pretty good, Jason. Thanks for calling, buddy. Where do you live in Iowa?
I live in Waverly, which is actually one of the five towns, I think, that you guys have a transponder or satellite station at.
Yes, that's right, and we just bought a radio station in Des Moines a few months ago.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah. So if you got any friends and family in Des Moines, we are on the air. We'll find out where we are on the dial, and I'll let you know. But so we're covering
awesome
a lot of the Hawkeye State there.
Jason, how far are you from Mason City?
From Mason, I actually drive to Mason City every Saturday and Sunday because I deliver medications for grocery store here. So
okay, I got a chance to do some stand-up comedy two different times.
North and West.
Sir,
yeah,
I got a chance to do some stand-up comedy in Mason City at the junior college there, the community college, two different times, and it was wonderful people. There are nearly 1,000 people both times.
Wow.
And fun crowd. Everybody was ready to laugh.
Well, if you ate bacon, if you ate bacon every day, you'd be jolly too. You know what I'm saying?
Unlimited bacon.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to hear a quick story? I actually tried up there in Mason City to be part of their ballet, but, and I'm a big dude and I got body shamed.
Yeah.
They couldn't find me a toothache. They couldn't find me a tutu. They said I needed a 6'6".
Yeah. Hey, you're our kind of guy,
Jason.
Like that.
You kind of walked into that one, or pranced into it. I'm not sure how you described that, but anyway.
Hey, tell the number for the Des Moines.
Yeah,
station.
If you have friends and family in Des Moines, we are on the air with American Family Radio. 89.3
in Des Moines
on the FM
89.3, almost at the bottom.
That's right, 89.3. So tell your friends and family who live in Des Moines they can listen to Trivia Friday and just American Family Radio anytime they want. 89.3.
And here's the deal: if you call it Des Moines or if you call it Illinois, they brought that on their own self by spelling it like that.
Yeah, that's all that fringe talk.
Yeah. Why do you have an S? I don't know.
Ask, answer, or do both, Jason.
I'll do both.
Which one you feel confident about? Your friends and family are listening.
Yeah.
I want to do the driest state.
All right, that's already been done. But since you didn't,
I know the answer to that one.
Well, that's not exactly proving anything. If you've been listening to the whole show, you heard.
I'll try the stomach one.
All right. Because it's 50-50. You got your coin out to get ready to flip. Here's what we got.
Here, let me get my quarter.
Yeah, get your quarter ready. Hey, you know, we just had 4th of July. A little fun fact. When George Washington was asked to show ID, he just showed people a quarter. So here's what
a
I
photo,
got.
A photo ID.
Yeah, yeah. All right, it's true or false.
Top
every
that.
3 days, your stomach manufactures a new lining. Jason, is that true or false?
Stomach is pretty acidic, and I would think that it's going to go through a rejuvenation process pretty regularly. So I'm going to say It's true.
He's been listening a while.
Our listeners are the best.
Yep.
It's one, Jason, is 100% true.
I believe that.
Yay!
Yeah. Yeah,
Jason,
you,
way to go,
yes,
Jason.
Way to go, Jason.
Hey, listen.
You're headed to medical
back,
school next, aren't you?
That goes back.
Right.
That goes back to us being knitted together in our mother's womb by Almighty God. We absolutely are fearfully and wonderfully made. Look, we don't have a battery pack on us. We're not plugged in. It's amazing what God was able to do.
You know what's freaky? I'm just going to freak you all out. Jason, you too. The whole body is replaced in 7 years' time. Now, 3 years, it's the stomach, but other parts replenish.
Mm-hmm.
And so your whole body is replaced in a seven-year span.
Yeah.
And I'm always thinking weird things like, well, how does it know to make your nose look like what it looked like? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You look the same, but every cell in your body is at least replaced once in 7 years. That
Explain
just freaks
that
me out.
To my wrinkles.
Hey, Jason, what's your question for us?
No, I got a kind of a weird sports question.
Tim's ready.
What's the official shape of a football?
What, geometric language
like
or something?
Is it a cylinder? Is it this or that?
Don't say anything, Jason.
Right,
we're going to talk amongst ourselves.
This is going to be one of those, what do you call it?
Okay.
Geometry questions.
Don't say anything, Jason. Don't say yes or no or whatever. So what's the shape of a football?
Is it a sphere?
Or it's what do they call?
Is it elliptical? Would it be like elliptical?
That's like a loser.
Is it a pregnant rolling pin?
Isn't it?
Elliptical.
Isn't that?
Elliptical sphere. That's what I'm going to say.
A what now?
I don't think I can say it again. Elliptical sphere?
Yeah, elliptical sphere.
I think they built that in Las Vegas. I think they
so
doing concert.
I don't think either. You guys.
I went with elliptical sphere.
What does the word oblong mean? Oh, oblong.
All oblongata is part of your brain. Isn't
okay,
it?
Well, there you
football.
Go. I'm going to say oblong.
Wait, you guys, were y'all not paying attention in geometry? Come on, I'm counting on you guys.
It didn't matter whether I paid attention
I like JJ's elliptical sphere.
Okay.
No, I'm piggybacking on the ball.
But a sphere is round. Is round.
Yeah,
I'm just going to say elliptical. I don't know the answer.
I'm going to say an elliptical oblongata.
Okay, I'll go with that. I'm going to say oblong.
Save us, Jason.
Okay. Well, the story is that they originally used inflated pig bladders. Mm-hmm. So
they
that's
did.
Creepy.
Yeah, because
but,
the pig skin.
The official shape is called a prolated spheroid. So you're actually close with oblong and spheroid.
Now, wait a second. I did that one time when I was in my 30s. I reached for a line drive and had to have surgery on my prolonged spheroid.
Yeah, it's ended many careers.
That explains that explains a lot.
Yeah, I think it's connected to your knee.
That's right.
That's how the
right.
song goes.
Exactly. You had the same thing happen when you were in your ballet career.
Yeah, Jason, you keep working on those
pirouettes.
And have a great weekend, buddy.
Thank you, man.
What a funny guy.
All right, let's go to Texas. And Mark is on the line. Mark, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Whoa, I forgot I was on hold. I was just listening.
Well, you were very patient. Thank you for calling in, listening. Welcome to Trivia Friday. You're your first-time caller. Where do you live in Texas?
I live in Tascosa.
Where is that?
It's just east of Humble.
Give us
area near the lake, near Lake Houston.
Tascosa. I put a little bit of that on my eggs this morning. It kind of fires them up a little bit.
Yes, it does.
So, Mark, we're talking about Lake, down around north of Houston there?
Yeah, north, a little bit northeast of Houston.
Like Conroe area?
South of Conroe, west of Huffman.
Woodlands.
East of
the Woodlands?
What are you southeast of?
All right, I think we need to move on.
All right.
Let's move on.
All right, you want to ask, answer, or do both, Mark?
I was trying to think the longitude yeah. of the anyway.
We appreciate the thought you put into the answers, though. We really do.
I try.
Yeah.
I'll do both.
All right. Which one you want to try to answer?
Swamp Fox.
Oh, okay. Here's one question.
That's one of the Duck Dynasty boys. Ain't that the answer?
What hero of the Revolutionary War was nicknamed the Swamp Fox? Mark, I'm thinking you know it.
Was that Francis Marion?
It was.
Wow.
Brigadier General Francis Marion of South Carolina. And his career, his military career, is what Mel Gibson's movie The Patriot was based off.
Wow.
Because of his hit-and-run tactics that tied down the British in the South, enabling George Washington to pull off, frankly, a miracle.
Mm-hmm. You mean in Yorktown?
Yeah.
In that area. So, basically, that's guerrilla warfare.
He is so famous, Francis Marion, that they study his tactics. He is considered by many to be the inventor of guerrilla warfare, yeah. And his tactics are studied in U.S. war colleges.
Even today.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Hey, nicely done,
yeah,
Mark.
Yeah, way to go, Mark.
What's your question for us?
Well, actually, that was going to be my question. What movie is loosely based on the exploits of the Swamp Fox?
I'm going to say The Patriot.
The Patriot.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, way to go, Ed.
Aim small, miss small.
Always count on Ed. You know?
That's right.
Yeah, Mr. Dependable.
Hey.
I just watched that again over the holiday.
Was that Heath Ledger? Was he in there?
Yeah, yes. He was in there.
Okay.
Yeah. He was the older son.
Yeah, who was the younger son? Do you know? I mean,
I don't know.
That's been a while since I've seen that movie, but it was a thriller.
Here's the deal. When that fella leans his long rifles amongst some trees and recruits his two young boys, well, then when he gets that hatchet out, what I like to say is he went all Old Testament on the boy.
that scene right yeah. there where the sons are watching what their dad did got a whole new respect for Pop.
Everybody wanted to talk to him about the war up to that point and what a legend he was, and he would say, "Oh, shucks." But when he opened that wooden box and pulled out that hatchet
tomahawk,
and
yeah.
a couple of those knives, mm-hmm. and it all came back to him.
Yeah.
He told reporters, he said it was like riding a bike. It it came all back to him. Hey, thanks, Mark. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to AFR.
All right. Guys, if I'm not mistaken, this is our first lady of the day. We go to Indiana, and Gina is on the line. Gina, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, professors. How you doing?
Hey, Gina, we're doing great. Thanks for calling from Indiana. Where do you live there in the Hoosier State?
I live in West Lafayette, Indiana.
Okay.
Purdue Country.
Purdue Country, that's right. The Boilermakers. Purdue is known for their engineering school, right? That's world famous.
Their engineering, their ag now is growing a lot, and also the veterinarian school,
and... add to that men's basketball.
Talk to my husband, probably not. But
Purdue's been up there the last few years. I mean, they've taken over IU's place in Indiana as far as basketball.
Sounds like you're causing some marital trouble there, too.
Well, I'm not trying to.
No. My husband's favorite day is when Purdue wins and IU loses.
Are you an IU fan, Gina?
No.
Okay.
Did you not hear what she said?
Well, retired from there.
Yeah, see, I was just picking up
obviously
what she was
not.
Saying. She was saying that her husband wished they'd do a little better as they were getting so close. They wished they'd went ahead and just finished a little stronger.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Gina.
But as most college fans, they enjoy the misery of their rival.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
as much as the success of your favorite team.
That's so human nature
that's biblical.
Comes out in all this glory, doesn't it?
That's biblical.
Hey, Gina, ask, answer, or do both, dear.
Do both.
Which one you want to answer?
I want the 2 days that are not 24 hours in your life.
All right, here it is. Only 2 days in your life are not 24 hours long. What are they?
The day you're born, the day you die.
That is correct. Did you guys know that?
Why am I
laughing? I got something for you guys.
It's a little bit morbid, but...
I'm going to go even more morbid.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
We're ready.
Okay. Remember the comment at the beginning when someone said that he never buy their wife flowers because they die, so he doesn't want to invest in them?
Yeah, that was JJ.
No, that was it. I started it, but he took it to a whole another level.
This is my challenge for all of you guys. You go buy your wife flowers and take them to her tonight because she invests in you.
Good.
And we're going to die eventually, too, right? Is that what you're saying?
Wow. There you go, Gina.
I don't.
Go ahead, Tim.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
Yeah, go.
What is the one biblical math problem that will never be removed from schools?
Say that again. What is a
biblical math problem that'll never
What
be?
Is the one biblical math problem that will never be removed from schools?
Well, I'm terrible at riddles.
I think it's a
riddle. This sounds like a hard one.
Like one of those math things about drawing a little profit from the Nile or bank of the Nile or some kind of it's going to be.
If I can ask you just a hint, Junior, when did the train leave Denver? And how fast was it going? That'll be helpful.
It's a word problem. It's got to have a train in it.
Well, we don't know, Jenna.
No, what's the answer?
Count them two by two.
Yes, bring in the animals on the ark two by two.
That's a math problem?
Yeah, you're counting them
two by two. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
There you go. Okay. All right.
4, 6, 8, 10. I can go on.
If
I need to. Huh? 12,
and my husband would say, don't laugh at my joke.
No, you're okay.
Don't laugh at your joke.
Ed and Gina.
I love that.
With Ed saying the first day and the day you're born, the day you die, it says in Psalms to teach us to number our days aright that we may have a heart of wisdom. And it's true. No person that passed away woke up that morning and said, oh, wow, this is going to be my last day on earth. So let's be mindful to do our due diligence to glorify God and tell as many people as we can about Jesus. Let's do like Charlie Kirk said and make heaven crowded.
Yeah, I like it. That's good. That's good preaching right there. Hey, Gina, thank you so much. And tell your husband, tip of the hat. I love that comment. Don't laugh at my jokes. I'm going to use that. And maybe I'll go buy my wife some flowers.
Hey, we should. So. Thanks for the challenge, Gina.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to North Carolina. And Alan is on the line. Alan, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing good, Alan. Thanks for calling, my friend. Where do you live in North Carolina?
Surf City.
Okay, wonderful.
It's a great day to be a Tar Heel.
Unless you're Wolfpack.
Absolutely.
Alan.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
The North Carolina is known as a Tar Heel state.
Yes, yes.
Not necessarily all the...
The team.
The teams, yeah,
absolutely.
I got you. Yeah.
Alan, ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I'm going to do both.
Which one you feel confident about?
The three disciples.
All right. Here's the question.
Yeah.
Although Jesus had no favorites, three disciples appeared with Jesus more often than most. And then I added Mount of Transfiguration, raising of Jairus' daughter. They were with him in the Garden of Gethsemane. So maybe they were sort of his inner circle. And Alan, name the three disciples.
Okay, I'm going from memory. It's Peter, James, and John.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Peter, James, and John. And a little backstory. So when they list the disciples, even in Mark, when they list the disciples, they say Peter, James, and John, and then they keep going. In Acts, it says Peter, John, and James, and they list them. But just for some reason, you see those three. Hey, everybody else, just kind of hang back. Peter, James, and John, come with me. And that happened... A handful of times. I got a little bit of a theory on that, but I can tell you all that another day.
All right. All right. Well done, sir. Alan, what's your question for us?
Thanks for knowing the word.
Okay. My question is, what reason did Christians give for the revolution?
You mean the American Revolutionary War?
Yes, yes.
These two patriots beside me will know. Because a lot of pastors took off their robes and they put on a uniform.
The Black Regiment. Black Robe
Absolutely.
Regiment.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's the answer?
Yeah, I don't know. This is a good question. What do you say?
A lot of them used the God's direction to Abraham to go start a new country. And they were using that. And then the slang that the saying that a lot of them used was no king but Jesus.
Oh,
I like that. Yeah. And then they also said, don't shoot till you see the whites of their eyes. Or that might have been another war.
That's in the Bible, though.
That might have been from the Patriot.
From the movie.
Hey, Alan, thank you for listening to AFR.
Yeah. Surf City, North Carolina.
Yeah, glad to have you as a first-time caller on Trivia Friday.
Nobody's got the
All right, you want to do one more question?
Yeah, go.
All right, we'll go to Texas, and Cindy is on the line. Cindy, we are right up towards the end of the program, so we have to kind of go quickly. Would you like to ask, answer, or do both?
I can do both if you have time.
Okay, Cindy, real quick, where are you?
I live in Santo, Texas.
Okay. Well, which one do you want to answer?
The only one I knew the answer to without Googling it was the music one.
All right. What musical term describes a gradual increase in volume in a piece of music, Cindy?
Crescendo.
Yes.
Oh! Right under the wire.
Wow. Way to go. Crescendo. Yay. Crescendo is the correct terminology there, and you got it right. And we're going to send you the Trivia Friday Learning University
t-shirt. Done.
So, way to go.
Cindy, awesome. We're going to let you ask your question, and then I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
Patty will get your information, and we'll send you the t-shirt. But what is your question for us?
My question is, translate the name of my town into English.
Okay, what's the name of your town again?
Santo. S-A-N-T-O.
Translate that into
Saint?
English.
Is that Saint? Santo?
No.
Sacred?
Yes. Huh? Correct.
Saint?
Way to go, Ed.
Ding, 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 ding. Correct.
Boy, I'm glad I didn't shoot from the hip. I was going to say Santa Claus is coming to town.
Ed finally made a contribution to the show today. That's a good way to end.
Cindy, I'm going to put you on hold. Congratulations
Cindy.
On getting the answer correct.
I
was out of questions.
Here's what I've got. What Greek physician is known as the father of medicine?
Is it Hippocrates?
Hippocrates, and that's where we get the Hippocratic Oath and the HIPAA laws.
Yeah. The HIPAA laws in Africa, too.
Yeah,
a lot of people don't know that.
Whole different HIPAA laws.
Yeah, it's a different world.
They say if you see a hippo coming, stop, drop, and roll. What do you got left, Tim?
What is the title of the first book of the Tolkien Lord of the Rings trilogy?
It's Fellowship of the Ring.
The Fellowship of the Ring. That's correct. That is correct.
I'm proud of you, Tim.
Well,
you went full geek.
I do my part.
You joined me in geek land.
Sure. All right, we're out of time, as the music tells you, and we appreciate you joining us today on Trivia Friday. This show you can listen to on the internet, on the podcast. Just go to AFR.net. AFR.net, go to podcast and click on Trivia Friday, and you can listen to a lot of our previous shows. We'll see you on Monday. Take care, everybody.